Yeah, that sounds good. You can let that roll. All right, folks, we've been talking for the last few weeks about the headlines Ford Motor Company is making with all their new lines of vehicles. Wall Street Journal, January 23rd. Headline, Ford F-150 Power Boost Hybrid, the juice runneth over. All right, here we go. Back in December 6th, the 21 F-150 Hybrid, Ford's latest home run. January 24th, right here, local newspaper, F-150 excels with new tech features. Here we go again. January 2nd, they're comparing the F-150 with a competitor. 2021 Ford F-150 versus blankety blank 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 blank. I won't mention the competitor out of a courtesy of polite professionalism. But let me just tell you, after the comparison, the article ends, announces the winner, the Ford F-150.
Bronco Sport, also a blast, roomy, eye-catching, fun, off-road, offering appealing features and reasonably affordable. That's right. Actually, the Bronco Sport start at $26,600, which I'm sure Sanderson Ford, you can get them for less off of MSRP. The 245 horsepower is over 60 horsepower more than the leading competitor. The 2.0 engine was quicker on the road and more capable off. That's your new Bronco Sport.
Again, folks, these are headlines. These aren't ads we're reading to you.
And Sanderson has two of these just for test driving.
Those Broncos, they're sitting right there on the lot. One of them's got my name on it. John just doesn't know that yet. So, with a car manufacturer repeatedly hitting these headlines, these third-party testimonies about how great they're doing, if you decide that's the brand for you, why wouldn't you go shop at a Ford dealership right here in Arizona that's 64 years old, still operated by the same family, and is the most award-winning dealership in America? No reason not to.
Sanderson Ford, 51st Avenue in Glendale, but on Saturdays because they're never open on Sunday. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation. We'll go now to Phil in Tucson. We talked about paint last hour.
Yes,
we did.
He
wants to talk about a new specific type of paint. Welcome, Phil.
Hello, Rosie. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a masonry house, and a portion of it is smooth stucco over the masonry. I'm curious about the difference between ceramic paint compared to regular paint for painting that surface.
Well, that's a great question. And Phil, I'm going to answer your question. But to all the rest of the listeners who want to hear about my answer on water supply line insurance policies, I will get to that right after I finish answering Phil. Phil, masonry home, stucco painted.
Very smooth stucco.
Listen, there's a place for elastomeric paint. But I'm willing to stake my reputation on it. It's not your stucco walls. Here's my reasoning. Have you lived your whole life in Tucson, Phil?
No, I haven't.
Where are you from?
First 30 years in California, second 30 years in Alaska.
Okay, that's all I need to know. Okay, in Alaska. Cold. It hasn't started snowing yet, but it's that cold Alaska rain. And you've got your jacket on and your hood on. Have you ever had a tear in the back of that jacket where the rain just barely creeped in and got on the back of your neck?
We'll pretend yes.
Not a tear, but it runs down the back of your neck anyway.
If I put a raincoat on my house, which is elastomeric paint, and it develops the least little bit of crack, the moisture is going to get in behind it. And as long as they're willing to try and guarantee it, I will guarantee in that amount of time, it's going to crack. It's going to crack where it joins dissimilar material. It's going to crack at outside corners. It's going to crack where it wasn't put on to manufacturer specifications of 4 mil, which is as thick as a credit card. Okay. Once you've got that raincoat on and you have a loss of integrity anywheres, the size of a pinhole, and moisture starts getting in behind it, you, my friend, have a problem. Masonry home, smooth stucco, that product, that application is screaming for a 100% acrylic exterior paint. It lets your house breathe. You'll get 7 to 10 to 12 years out of it, depending on the color you select and the quality of paint you apply. And it is going to cost about 1/4 as much money. So for my money, exterior acrylic paint is the right product to use. And those are just a few of my reasons. Does it make sense?
Yes, it does, because I get that leak somewhere in it, and I get those bags of water that start eating the stucco.
Yeah, and when it's locked the moisture inside the stucco, you know where it's going, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It's going inside your insulation and your wall cavity and your 2x4 or 2x6 studs and your drywall and your baseboard, and it's just living in there. So, I have a lot of people in the industry trying to change my mind on this. And the only answer I can give them is check with me again in 12 years. And let me take a look at it. And we'll go from there. Because we made, Rosie Romero made a lot of money painting homes in Desert Highlands and Desert Mountain with elastomeric paint back in the 80s and the 90s. And I'm sorry to say we made a lot of money tearing all of that off and repainting it all in acrylic exterior paint. Call me old-fashioned, but that's where I stand right now. I'm a firm believer. You know, we've got a paint company that will give you a 10-year guarantee with exterior acrylic paint.
Now, it's the top-of-the-line Sherwin-Williams
yes,
paint.
Yes, it is.
You can't go buy your generic paint.
That's right. That's right. You have to have them do it with their brand of paint. That's correct. That's 10 years. A lot of the elastomeric guys will guarantee it 25 years. But they cost 4 to 5 times as much money. Do the math. And measure your risks. I'll let it rest at that. Let me go back to insurance and water lines, okay?
And a lot of that ceramic coating, you know, that was actually designed for waterproofing on dams and lighthouses. You know, it's not the application in residential. You know, these are structures that people aren't living in. These are structures. The moisture is consistently the same. You know, it's a completely different application. It has its use. It's just right now for residential home application, it's way too costly and not a great investment for your home.
And real quick, before you get to that, the continuation of that letter, that was written by Mr. Bob Wolf. I'm sure him and his lovely wife are listening this morning. So good morning, you guys. Hope you're having a good Saturday. They are January staycation winners. They're going to be going,
letter?
That letter?
About the water lines?
Mm-hmm. He wrote that. And he said that he's actually in the market to be buying his next Sanderson Ford. So we're excited to get him set up with his permanent ride.
That's a triple threat right there, man.
He's just a part of the family, a staycation winner, a regular listener.
Remind me, where is he going?
A letter. Writer?
London Bridge Resort at Lake Havasu.
Okay, that'll be nice. Well, his question was, listening to the show 2 weeks ago, we were talking about insurance policies for home and making sure you've got adequate coverage. He has received letters that look like they're coming from the city. They're not, although the city is sponsoring it. They're coming from a third-party insurance company out of the East Coast. And They're offering you insurance to replace the water line and or sewer line and or electric line between the utility company's transformer or the utility company's water meter up to your house. It's your responsibility to maintain that section of their line. And they sell you this coverage. And I'm not a fan of it at all, even though many of the homes in Phoenix are aging to the point they're probably going to need this done. And here's why I'm not a believer in it. You're buying an insurance policy from a brilliant genius of a man who lives on the East Coast, who's making gajillions of dollars, and I don't hold that against him one bit. But his company's policy is to get as many people online buying that as possible, and they're going to want to save as much money as possible should the repair ever need to be done. If you want to insure the utility lines at your home, on your property, contact whoever writes your homeowner's insurance. They have a vested interest in knowing you personally and keeping you happy. And no local representative of your homeowner's policy is ever going to tell you you have to use this person. It's the same reason I don't like home warranties. Because home warranty companies go out and they come into Phoenix and they say, we want every air conditioning contractor that's willing to operate at below cost to do home warranties, and we'll figure out how you're going to make money later. Those people aren't on your property representing your best interest, okay? So I'm against home warranties, generally speaking, and I'm against you buying these policies. Unless you want to spend the money, do it with a rider on your homeowner's insurance policy. This particular rider said that he became aware of this through his Nextdoor application, and someone bought coverage for $10,000 for $24 a year. This guy, who just happens to have the same person carrying their homeowner's insurance that carries my homeowner's, he bought $12,000 worth of coverage for $30 a year. And you haven't lost any control over who will do the repair when it's time. So, Bob, we appreciate the letter. Appreciate your listening. Have a great time at Lake Havasu London Bridge Resort.